Unit 33, China's Stock Market.
Dialogue 1. Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to register with Hoosier Stock Market. Do you handle the business?
Yes, we do. Welcome to our firm.
I've been told that you have stock A market and B market. Is it true?
Yes, it is.
Well, can I do trading of the both?
I'm afraid not. Only market B is open to a foreign legal person.
What's the procedure?
It's quite simple. Fill out this form, make a contract with our firm, and then deposit your money. Do you want to do it now?
No, I only want to ask about it.
Anything more you'd like to know?
No, nothing. Thank you.
You are welcome. Dialogue 2. Sir, welcome to our broking firm. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm much interested in your securities markets, so I'd like to get some information about it.
I'm glad to provide you with what you want. What aspects are you interested in?
Is a foreign citizen allowed to do trading in your securities market?
Certainly. Our market B is open to foreign citizens. We have a lot of foreign clients in our broking firm.
What do you think of your market? Do you think it is potential?
Yes, I think so. As is well known, Chinese economy moved smoothly last year. Our GDP increased 8%, and we are expecting 7.5% this year, which indicates it is developing faster than most other countries in the world.
What you said sounds reasonable. Then, how shall I go about trading in the East Motor Corporation?
First of all, you'd better choose a broking firm and register with it, and then you can do the trading.
Do all broking firms handle B business?
Yes, they do, including ours.
I see. Thank you.
You are welcome. Dialogue 3. Good morning, sir. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'm from Australia. I'm planning to make investment in your securities market.
It's wise of you to make such a decision. I appreciate your coming to our firm.
There is still something that I'm not quite clear about. May I ask you for help?
Certainly. Please do.
I've been told that foreigners can do trading only in market B. Is it true?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'd like to know why we're not allowed in market A.
Because when a company is listed to sell its stock, it has a plan as to how much RMB, how much USD, or how much Hong Kong dollar to be collected in order to develop its business. I think it's the main reason.
Oh, I see. Must I do trading in person?
No, you needn't. You may ask a Chinese broking firm to do it for you. But before you get down to business, you have to make a legal contract, in case anything unexpected should happen.
It is the same in our country. Thank you for your patient explanation. I'm quite clear now.
You are always welcome. Dialogue 4. Hi, Mr. Hunt. Glad to meet you again.
Me too. I have some more questions to ask you. Are you free now?
Yes, feel free to ask.
Thank you. What's your stamp tax in market B?
0.3% of equity turnover. In addition, we ask 0.43% for commission.
Any other expenses?
Yes, in market B, you are asked to pay 0.78% of the total trading amount for settlement.
That means I have to pay about 0.78% of the total trading amount.
Yes, you are right.
It is too expensive, don't you think so?
You think so? More pay, more gain. When you pay more, you'll find a chance to earn money.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
Exactly.